Dear Christian friends, grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Can you turn it down a little bit? We're getting a little feedback. When I was growing up, we all played outside. There weren't any computer games playing inside. It was baseball, football, playing riding bikes, playing in the local parks. And when a time came for us to come home, everybody's mother would stand out either at the front door or the back door, depending on where we were playing, and they would call your name. And if you didn't answer, then they'd call your middle name along with the rest of your name. Then you know you'd better be getting home quick. It was all about hearing the voice. And today, our Good Shepherd talks about my sheep hear my voice, and I know them. And that really, you know, is all about what it means to be a sheep, to hear the voice of Jesus, but also to be comforted by the fact that Jesus knows who his sheep are, and that he knows us and he cares for us forever. Now, it's interesting in our gospel lesson, the people were divided on who is Jesus. And right before our text, they were saying, is Jesus from Satan? Is he from Beelzebub? And some of the people who saw his miracles said, we don't think he's from God, we think he's evil. Because he healed on the Sabbath. Because he said, I and the Father are one. He claimed to have a oneness with God that people didn't believe a human being should claim. And so some said, Jesus, don't listen to his voice. His voice is the voice of an evil person. And yet the same people, other people, saw the same things and they said, yes, listen to this voice. Because this is the voice of the one who does miracles. And who could do the things Jesus does if he wasn't from God? And so the people were split. Should we listen to the voice of Jesus or should we not listen to? And so it raises, how do we know whether to listen to the voice of Jesus? How do we know whether or not he is indeed the Messiah that he claims to be? Well, in the Lutheran Church, we answer that question by saying the only way we can come to know Jesus is through the work of the Holy Spirit. And faith is not something that we do, it is something that God creates in us. Let me say that again. Faith is not something we do, it is something God creates in us. Martin Luther, in his explanation to the third article of the Apostles' Creed, says, I believe that by my own understanding or strength, I cannot believe in my Lord Jesus Christ or come to him. But instead, the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true faith. For me to believe, I have to have the Holy Spirit enlighten me. It's not just simply a decision I make, it's something that God creates in our hearts. Just as all those people all saw the same thing, they all heard the same voice, some came to faith and some did not. And we believe it is that Holy Spirit who is continuing to work today that creates that faith in us. So we can't boast about our faith. What we have to do is to give thanks to God that through his Holy Spirit he has enlightened us so that we can believe in him as our Lord and Savior. And so Jesus says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And so to be a follower of Jesus is nothing less than hearing the voice of Jesus as the voice of our Savior and following after him. But what if you still aren't sure? What if you're divided like those early people were? How does one come to a fuller confidence, an awareness, an assurance that Jesus is who he claims to be? Well, we listen to the scripture. That's why we need to read the scripture. That's why we need to be in church and hear the scripture, because that's the vehicle through which the Holy Spirit works. We believe that God's Holy Spirit literally is working as we read the words of Scripture. So if you're struggling or if you have questions, you have doubt, go to the source that creates your faith. And that source is the scripture. And what does that scripture say? Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. What does that scripture say? For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. That's the voice of Jesus. And that's the voice that calls each and every one of us. As we go through the world and listen to so many other voices, we need to come back here on Sunday morning and hear the voice of Jesus. You are his sheep. He knows you. He loves you. He has saved you. And he gives his sheep eternal life. Listen to that voice, because that's the voice of life. And that's the voice we can trust in. And so when other voices kind of crowd out that voice of Jesus, we need to come back and hear that voice in worship. We need to hear that voice in the scripture so that the Holy Spirit can once again work in our hearts and say, that's right. I am his sheep. I may not be perfect. I may not be that perfect sheep that gets offered on the altar or sacrifice. Maybe I'm the blemished sheep, but I'm still his sheep. And the good shepherd always seeks out his sheep. When we wander away or stray away, it's the good shepherd that says, that's still my sheep, even the one that's wandered away, and I'm going to go get it and bring it back. Because Jesus says, no one snatches my sheep away from me. I go looking for them, and I bring them back. And so it is, we need to hear his voice. And his voice reminds us, you are mine, blemished though you are. And I will continue to seek you and love you now and into eternity. And I give my sheep eternal life. That's the voice of Jesus over and over again to us. Now, there are others even within religion that say, oh, no, to draw close to God, you have to do certain things. You have to be a certain thing. You know, you can say you have to have a certain religious experience. You need to be born again. You need to speak in tongues, and then you know you're a sheep of Jesus. Or others might say you have to have perfect orthodoxy. You have to believe all the right things about the divine and human nature of Jesus, and you have to understand communion in the right way and baptism in the right way and the end times in the right way, or you're not his sheep. Or others might say, well, you're only a sheep if you really follow him well. And so if you struggle in following him, if you don't have a high level of morality, then you're not his sheep. But we're his sheep because we hear his voice. Not perfectly, not because we have it all together, but because he has called us his sheep and we follow him. And this is one of the more comforting texts in the scriptures. He's our shepherd, we are his sheep. Take comfort in that. Sheep tend to stray, and our shepherd goes and looks for us and brings us back. And so our status as the sheep depends on Jesus, that he calls us his own, and that he knows us, and that he loves us. And that's the key. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them. Jesus knows us, and he continues to look after us, because no one snatches his sheep from him, he tells us. Now, at the 10 o'clock service, we're going to have two baptisms, Aidan Patel and Derek Mayer. And we baptize children because we listen to the voice of Jesus. It's Jesus who says, bring the children unto me. It's Jesus who says, go therefore and baptize all nations in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. It is Jesus who tells us we're born of the flesh, and that which is flesh is flesh. But that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. We must be born of water and the Spirit. So listening to the voice of Jesus, at 10 o'clock we're going to bring two children. And the voice of Jesus is going to say to those children, you now are my children. Not because as children you've done anything good, not because you've believed correctly, but because you have come. And you have received the water, and you have received in that water the promise of the Holy Spirit, and they now will be God's children. And as parents, we listen to that voice of Jesus, and then we say we need to make sure when we baptize children, they continue to have the opportunity to hear that voice of Jesus, to comfort them and to shape them. And so as parents, it's their responsibility to say the nighttime prayers, to read the Bible passages, to share their own faith so that that seed that was planted in the Holy Spirit and baptism grows as they hear about the voice of Jesus, the voice of the one who loves them, who died for them, who is their Savior as well as their good shepherd. And it is the voice of Jesus, again, that's not out there always telling us what we ought to do, what we must do, but he is the one who says, "You are my sheep, and no one snatches you out of my hand. You are mine." And that is what we all need to hear from time to time when we struggle with doubts, when we struggle with our walk, to hear that Jesus continues to say, "You're not perfect, but you're mine. And no one's going to snatch you out of my hand." And so that's the promise of Jesus in our text today. And when we follow that, and when we have confidence in that voice of Jesus, then we have the abundant life. It's earlier in John, the same chapter, that Jesus says, "I came that you may have life and have it abundantly." So what does it mean to have an abundant life? Well, it means we have peace. Jesus says, "You are my sheep. Don't fear, little flock. Don't fear. You are my sheep." And so when we wonder, am I good enough? Am I deserving enough? The answer is no, you're not, but you're still his sheep. No one snatches you out of his hand. So be at peace because you are his. You were sealed in baptism, sealed in faith. Listen to his voice. You are mine. That's the abundant life of peace. It's the abundant life of hope. Jesus says in our text, "And I give to my sheep eternal life." To live with that hope, that's yours. No matter what you may or may not have in this life, you have a treasure stored up for you in heaven. It is yours because you are his. That means you can live with hope. The best is yet to come. And you live with love. Because your good shepherd loves you. Greater love has no man than this, than to lay his life down for his friends. Jesus laid his life down for us. To know the voice of Jesus is to know the voice of love. You know, the voice of a parent that calls our name in love, well, Jesus calls our name in love. You are mine. I died for you, I loved you, and I love you now, and I will love you forever. That's the abundant life. Jesus doesn't promise us material blessings. He doesn't promise us a long life. He doesn't promise us a healthy life. But he does promise us an abundant life, a life of peace, hope, and love. That's what he promises us. And when we listen to his voice, that's what we have as we go through this world. Peace, hope, and love. Well, there are many voices out there, and sometimes we start listening to them. Those voices in advertising, "You'll only be happy if you have a lot of things." That voice of competition, "You'll only be happy if your team wins, if you win." But Jesus says, no, happiness, blessedness comes from simply hearing the voice of Jesus and knowing you are his sheep. You have forgiveness. You have the promise of eternal life. You have his love. Listen not to the voices of the world. Listen to your good shepherd. "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me." So what do you hear? Which voice will you listen to? The voice of the world or the voice of Jesus who says, "You are mine now and forever"? Amen. Will you stand and pray with me? Dear Jesus, we get distracted by so many things. We fail to hear your voice. Help us to listen. You know us. You love us. We are yours. Amen.